On Wednesday night, The Shape of Blue, a painting by abstract artist František Kupka, sold for over 55 million crowns at auction, setting a new Czech art auction record. The impressive final sum came as a surprise even to the director of the Adolf Loos apartment and gallery which organized the auction. What significance does this latest record have for the domestic art market, and what makes this work of Kupka's so special? Sarah Borówka spoke to Jan Skřivánek, the editor-in-chief of Art and Antiques.
It's one of the earliest examples of abstract painting, because the very first abstract picture was exhibited in 1912. It was Kupka's picture Amorfa, which is now at the Prague National Gallery, and this painting was started, he started to paint it in 1913, so it's a really very early example of abstract art. And in, I don't know, past 10 years or 10 years, there haven't been comparable picture on the market.
So maybe that is one of the reasons why yesterday's auction actually again broke the Czech art auction record. Can you talk a bit about what this means, this incredibly high price that this painting went on sale for?
For Czech market, it's really something like double of the previous record. It was also held by Kupka, but Kupka is really the only Czech artist who's internationally known, who's in the collections of all the major world art museums. So he's also interesting for foreign buyers, and this was probably the case. Supposedly the buyer was some Russian collector, and if we will look at the price in terms of, for example, pounds, the price actually isn't that high. It's high for Kupka, but not if you will compare it with other painters of his generation.
As you mentioned, Kupka always reaches record prices. Are there many more paintings by him still on the market that could be auctioned in the future?
No, that's also maybe one problem why he's not regarded, or his prices are not as high as for example, prices for Kandinsky or Mondrian, because he painted only about, I don't know, 280 abstract paintings, and most of them are now in the public collections. So there are really not that many abstract pictures that could appear on the market.
And lastly, I'd just ask you a quite general question, but how has the art collecting market taken to the financial crisis? Has this sector changed at all, or is it more or less unfazed by global financial problems?
The Czech Czech art market wasn't really hit. Actually, in the first, at the beginning of the economical crisis, in the late 2008 and 2009, Czech art market was actually reaching record heights. Probably some of the new investors came to the market who were looking for a safe way how to deposit their money, and they started to collect or to buy Czech art. And the years 2010 and 2011, the yearly turnover is still something like 670 million crowns. So it's pretty solid. And really, if the economic crisis influenced the art market, it hurt the, let's say, lower segment in terms of paintings or artworks that cost 50,000 to 100,000. Collectors who previously used to buy these works now are more cautious, but in the top segment, really the market wasn't hit at all.
Jan Skřivánek, the editor-in-chief of Art and Antiques, commenting on an auction record set by a Kupka painting. A reminder for latecomers to the show that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio.